What's a resaca?
Well, it's not a lake because it's running water and it's long and narrow. Mm-hmm. It's not a stream because it's too big. Really, what they are offshoots of the Rio Grande River. They all come from or and feed from the Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. That's one with. When the river gets up high, it feeds off into these resacas, and they get bank full, and then sometimes they're down lower, depending on how much water's in the river. I don't know exactly what English word you could put to resaca. Lake doesn't fit it, stream, creek, river, none of those fit.
Mm-hmm. What about ravine or hollow or gully? Do you ever use those words?
No, around here you'd be more likely to use the word arroyo.
What's that?
Great big dry creek bed. Well, not again creek, because it'd be a great big dry resaca bed. Mm-hmm. And arroyo is just like probably a ravine, deep and varying depths, and usually water in it if it's been raining or if the river's flowing over, otherwise dry bed.
Do people use the word ravine around here much? Or is that a word that you've read?
I don't think they'd use it around here much, no. Ravine, that's, I can't think of any place around here that I've ever heard anybody call a ravine. Somebody might call it Big Arroyo up around Harlingen a ravine. It probably is one. It's around here, just call the Arroyo Colorado. Mm-hmm. But it would be my impression of a ravine. If I was going to call it not something other than Arroyo, I guess I'd call that a ravine.
You said Arroyo, Colorado?
Yeah.
Is that the name of one?
That's the one that runs, the big one that runs up north of here a little ways. Got a little bit of water in the bottom of it. It's deep, I guess. From the highway and from the road down, it must be, I guess, 75 to 100 feet deep. Mm-hmm. And then just a little trickle of water, just a little creek running along the bottom of it.
Is there anything else besides a creek or a river that, or a resaca? You know, that would have running water in it?
Anything? A stream.
What's the difference between a stream and a creek?
Between a stream and a creek, if I would tell you, if you ask me what the difference is in my mind, I'd say that a stream is bigger than a creek.
Does a creek always have water in it? Or?
No, I'd say a creek could dry, run dry.
What about
more often than a stream?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, around here, I don't know exactly where, but have dry creek beds in different places around Texas. I've never heard of a dry stream bed, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of a dry stream, but I think that means just dried up for good. And I think a creek can run dry and then water run back in it.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up rainwater particularly.
What if you have some water that's flowing along and it drops off and goes down?
Waterfall?
Huh?
Waterfall?
Okay. And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded.
A dock.
Anything
a
else?
Port. Pier. Dock. Port. Pier.
What's the difference?
Wharf. Well, the port's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what they should have said in the first place. When you said where they come in and unload, they come to the port. Port comprised of docks, piers, and wharfs. I don't know of any difference. If they asked me to describe that thing going out in the water on stilts, I'd call it a dock or a pier would be the two words I'd be most likely to use.
The word wharf you wouldn't use much?
Probably would be the one I'd use last.
This Port Brownsville, do big ships come in there?
Yeah, big oil tankers that pick up cotton, pick up grain. Sometimes lead and pipe and stuff from Mexico, things like that. A lot of grain.
Most of them are going to South America or Mexico?
Japan, a lot of it goes out here to Japan.
How long has that port been there? Since you can remember?
Well, my grandfather and one of my great uncles had a lot to do with putting it in there. You're going to ask me when, and I'm going to draw a complete blank. I think it was in the early 30s or late 20s when they really got it going.